What's going on? What's going on? It's D from D Abundance Podcast. And it's night. And I was laying here in my bed. And I've been having just not conflicting thoughts, but maybe they are. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I always like to go over my, you know, like, my day. At the end of the night, I like to go over my day. You know, think about situations I may have been in, conversations I had, you know, how the day may have played out, synchronicities within, you know, little things that just happen. You know, you never know kind of what's happening until it happens, right? So I'm just sitting, you know, back kind of thinking. And then I always tend to just think about me. And it's crazy. I feel like I talk about relationships or how I feel about relationships a lot. But I'm like, damn, it's hard to be me. And I say that in a sense because I think about the person I am and like how I am. Like I would genuinely try to have a genuine conversation with a woman, right? And I'll have the most, the most purest intentions, like just really genuine, like, oh, how was your day? Cool. What's your name? Oh, that's, like, I can do that and just be your friend. But I feel like nowadays, women always feel like there's some other motive behind it. And it's really hard because I would really like to get to know, you know, some of the women that I meet. But I feel like, and again, this is just me, my thoughts, thinking about, you know, just replaying my day. And I mean, I get it, you know, because I've never been on that other side of the fence where I don't know what a woman's experience has been, you know, whether a guy's just playing that role, like playing that game. You know, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get to know you, be your friend. But really, he's just trying to have sex with you or whatever. You know, I don't know. But I just know for me, and I was like, you know, this might be dope to kind of record and just podcast about. And yeah, it's tough. It is tough because, like, I'm at a point in my life where I don't, like, it's okay for us not to click like that. You know, I think initially you do, you know whether or not you and someone get along, or hey, I kind of see myself going somewhere with this person. So I feel like it's okay. Like if it doesn't work out, it's okay. You know, and I feel like we have to be okay with that. But I don't know if it ever gets there. I don't know, it's just a thought, you know. And then I also was asked the other day, do I analyze my friends the way I analyze women? And I do. I do. But who am I to judge anybody? Because the way I analyze someone, I could be analyzing the same way. Like, we all have our things, you know what I mean? Our ways, our habits, or whatever. But I definitely do. I think I analyze people maybe a little too much. And I'm very headstrong. Like, the way, if I see it one way, I believe that's just the way I see it. You know, I had a conversation with my friend the other day, and I was telling him how recently a young lady had, you know, just not, I don't want to say, like, come back into my life, but kind of reached out to me and was just expressing some things that she had been going through and dealing with. And then it kind of came up where she was like, oh, we should hang out. And me kind of instantly was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever, cool. But I'm also like, I don't know, you just got a relationship. Like, I don't mind being there talking to you. But that was the way I was analyzing it, you know. And I was like, yeah, maybe we can go get lunch at this place. And she's like, oh, you're going to take me there? And I kind of took it like, bitch, what the fuck? Who are you? What the hell you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? And when I presented that to my friend, he broke it down to me. He was like, maybe she just doesn't want to be, treated like that after all those things she expressed to you. And I'm like, damn, it makes sense. But I'm so used to seeing things just my way. And I'm very honest about that. And that has another thought, because it's perfect. I love how I segue into things so organically at times. But at times I feel like that has also ruined relationships, you know. Because I like I said, I can see something somewhere and I just think it's like that. And you can't prove me no other way. And that's also kind of why I'm like not trying to get involved with anyone right now, because that's something I'm really working on, because I really wish that I didn't. I really wish I can get back. And you know, I don't even want to word it that way. I'm trying to find a way to word this so it doesn't sound so like that. But I wish there were, I don't want to word it that way. There are women in my past that I wish I wouldn't have pursued while working on myself, because in the end, I feel like it was my own self-sabotage and still knowing like, oh, this is how I am and I'm still working, like that ruined that, you know. But I'm growing, I'm learning. You know, I wish that I could continue to grow and learn. But maybe I don't even want to say a more rapid pace, because I don't want to rush the process, but I don't know. I want to be in a space with a woman where I don't feel like that. I don't think like that. I don't even have those thoughts. You know, my mind doesn't drift that way, but it's also not her responsibility, you know, in a sense. I don't know. Again, this is just me replaying my day, having some things I just wanted to get off my chest. But like I say, appreciate people, whether they're in your life for 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. Because you never know when it's their time to go.